You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. It's David Baer here, and today I am thrilled to dig into a topic that I think I know a little bit about, but I don't know a ton. Thankfully, our guest expert does. So let me set some context for this. You know, we think a lot about how we want our businesses to be found by those who are in need of our services. And often we'll think about, how do I advertise or how do I get discovered? Well, one of the methods that you might choose, depending on whether it's a fit for your business or not, is something called search engine optimization. You probably have heard of it or heard of the term SEO. There's a lot of different ways to approach this. We're going to dig into why some of the ways that are commonly considered the way to go might not be what you want to do in your business and why. So joining me in this conversation, and I'm about to butcher his name because before we hit record, I practiced it a few too many times unsuccessfully, is Shurya Jain. Shurya, welcome.
Hi, David. How's it going?
It's going great. And before we dig into the SEO stuff, just so that you can be vindicated, would you mind pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah, so it's Shurya Jain. And there's, you got to roll your tongue at the R's, but that's okay. If you
that's
can't.
That's something that here in North America, we haven't been properly conditioned to do. So.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I want to talk a little bit about SEO in sort of the broader context, because one of the things that I discovered when I first learned about you is that you take a different approach to SEO in general, the work that you're doing. Mm-hmm. You focus specifically working on projects for businesses that are B2B businesses. Mm-hmm. So those who support other businesses. And one of the things that really stands out in the positioning that you take is that you don't like certain things in terms of the way that you approach SEO, and you do like other things. Can you sort of walk us through some of that?
Yeah, sure. So, David, you know, backlinks are an integral part of SEO, and every year, the tools, the SEO tools, they publish a report where they measure which factor is more important, which factor is less important when it comes to SEO. So backlinks always come out to be on top of these lists. Backlinks remain the number one ranking factor, but there is a right way, in my opinion, to get backlinks and a wrong way. The wrong way would be hitting up website owners, paying them money, and getting your link included. Mm-hmm. Because if you do that, you don't have any moat. So you don't have any moat, and anyone can do that. Secondly, it's against Google's terms of services to pay webmasters to acquire backlinks. So what we do instead is we take our relationship approach. We build relationship with website owners in advance. We tell them that, hey, if you will link to our clients, we will in exchange get you backlinks from other sites. So this way, what happens is there's no exchange of money. We are dealing with real businesses instead of like low quality blogs, mm-hmm. or anything like that, because we vet each website that we partner up with. We have been able to get links from sites as big as monday.com, asana.com, and Envato. It's a pretty big digital asset marketplace. So we usually help clients get links from such websites. And even if like someone wants to do it on their own, they can do it. They just need to reach out to other businesses in their niche tell them that, hey,
how would you like to become part of the More Perfect Marketing family? You can when you join our free online community, More Perfect Marketers. Inside, you'll get access to our collection of marketing cheat sheets to help you streamline your business growth, as well as the videos from David's Niche Challenge, which will teach you the counterintuitive approach to selling more by focusing on a narrower audience. To join for free, please visit mpmcommunity.com. That's mpmcommunity.com. Now, back to the show.
Can you give us links? In exchange, we will get you links from other websites. So now one might be wondering how to get links, to their website if I can't get it to my own website, right?
So I just want to pull back for a moment because as a business owner, I have a mm-hmm. blog on my site. I have regularly heard from people, you know, who send me emails with something along the lines of what you just described, right? Hey, mm-hmm. I noticed that you have an article about XYZ, right?
Yeah.
We think that we have something relevant to add to what you've put in there, and mm-hmm. we'd love you to consider adding a link here. Is that what we're talking about?
No, that's one approach. That's pretty okay too. Very time intensive, but at least it's not against Google's terms of services. They ask you to consider that if you would like to include their resource in your article.
Mm-hmm.
It usually has like a 3-4% success rate. But what we do is, let's say I want links to my website and you are in the same niche as I am. So I would reach out to you. I would say, hey, David, can you link to my website? In exchange, I would get you a link from some other website. So that's going to help your SEO yeah. as well, right? So how are you going to do that? You will guest post on someone's website. So I don't know if you are familiar with guest posting, but yeah. it's basically pitching someone and pitching someone that, hey, can I write an article for your website? And if they say yes, you write a great article for their audience. Now, what we do here is that we include 3-4 links to our partner websites mm-hmm. who are in return giving us a backlink. So we can get like 4 links out of just one guest post.
So ultimately, it sounds like you're creating, you said to begin with, relationship here. So mm-hmm. when you then do guest posts on other websites, are you furthering that relationship? Is it like a one-off guest post, or are you trying to continue to add additional guest posts and add further useful, you know, valuable content for that site's audience as well?
Definitely. Like if it's a good website and pull in decent traffic from Google search, we definitely try to further the relationship, because if like we have put in so much effort to start a relationship, we should be like, probably this is the wrong word, like, but milk it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we definitely do more than one guest post on one site.
So let's talk a little bit about the types of content that is appropriate for this. Obviously, you want to, if you're creating this sort of articles, you made a very clear distinction between poor quality or low quality sites. So now you're going to a higher quality site, but you want to make sure that you're, hopefully, I assume, including high quality content. So what is the mm-hmm. type of stuff that you are proposing that you would be adding to somebody's site that would make them happy to say, yeah, sure, no problem?
Mm-hmm. So like when you are pitching someone, it's always better not to like have the article written already, because they might not find it to be a good fit for their website. Mm-hmm. You just pitch some topics and you say that, hey, these are the topics that I thought your audience would enjoy. But yeah. if not, you could tell me that what kind of topics you are open to. I am an expert in this, and this. So anything related to this would be in my wheelhouse. So when they reply that, hey, they either choose from one of the three topics you pitch, or they say, hey, we are looking to get an article about this topic. You start working on that. Now, since we have to add value to their audience, and to their website as well. So what we do is we do some keyword research. Keyword research is the process of finding keywords that a website can rank for easily. Like it should not be too difficult for it to rank for that. So we'll see if we can rank for any keyword. And then we search for that keyword and see the top 10 results for that keyword. And we see like what kind of articles are there, what angle are there, what kind of angle they are targeting. Mm-hmm. So let's say the keyword that you finalize on is baking tips. So you see that the top 10 results mostly are like listicles.
Mm-hmm.
So what you could do is you should always be like try to create something better or create something different. It should not be just like another article that looks like the rest of them. So if you are looking to do something different, you can, if they all are listicles, you could probably do a how-to guide, like beginner's guide to baking. If you're trying to improve upon what's already ranking on the first page, what you could do is you could come up with a bigger and better article, more tips than every other article that's out there, or probably include real experts, people from MasterChef who have appeared on MasterChef to give it a different angle, take their opinion, take their insight into that. Of course, it's going to take more work, but yeah. That's what you got to do to stand out.
So let me understand what you're describing here, because not only are you trying to create the backlink for the end client, the one that you're trying to get their SEO improved, but you're mm-hmm. also trying to maximize the power of the SEO within the articles that you're creating on mm-hmm. these other sites.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so explain just for the layperson what the benefit of that is versus just any old link from a blog post.
Yeah. That's a good question, David. I would say when like only 9% of the pages on the internet get any sort of traffic. This is according to a report by Ahrefs. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty famous SEO tool. So only 9% of the pages on the internet get any traffic. You should strive to be one of those 9% pages, because if you can get traffic where you have links, where you have included your links, you get referral traffic. When Google sees that, hey, like these people are clicking on the their link, checking their website out, that's like a positive signal to Google that this website is worth ranking better, because they are doing something right. People are checking out their website, they are getting links from all these high traffic pages.
Mm-hmm.
plus at the end, like you want to give back to the person who allowed you to guest post, right? So there's that as well. If they yeah. start receiving more traffic to their website, even there, they would benefit from that.
Makes a lot of sense. It sounds to me like what you're doing ultimately is also quite labor intensive, but it's adding a ton of value to all the parties involved. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that, you know, the average business is not likely to venture into this space, which is why, you know, professional SEO experts like you and your agency have the ability to sort of guide somebody through this process and then deliver it as a service.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I want to learn a little bit more about how you got into this in the first place, because your website shares a really interesting story about your background, your fascination with Japan and the Japanese language, and then also your interest in marketing. Why don't you sort of talk a little bit about how you got into this in the first place?
So I would say, I'm from India. Most of the families over here, they don't make a ton of money, but I had the privilege of being exposed to the internet from an early age. Most of the people in SEO, I assume, we all start with how to make money online.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. Then you get a list that, hey, you could do SEO, you could do content writing, you could make videos on YouTube. So somehow that's how I stumbled upon SEO. Then I got lucky that my father had a website. So I started doing some SEO on that, started seeing some good results for his website. So I started freelancing, and slowly and steadily I build up my business from there.
Excellent. And at this point, you're now focused on certain types of businesses. You focus in business to business space. And looking through some of the case studies that you have on your site, there's certain types of businesses that, at least in those case studies, you focus on. What is of most interest to you in terms of the types of projects that you like to work on?
So we our best and ideal customers are usually software companies that are already investing in content marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have got the content is the rocket. Backlinks are like the rocket fuel. So you gotta have the content first. And then you need to have links to make it rank on Google. So those are the projects that we really enjoy working on, helping B2B businesses rank their bottom of the funnel pages so that they can get some quick wins. Because bottom of the funnel pages convert the best when it comes to any kind of space you are, be it a marketing agency. If you're trying to go after a bottom of the funnel page, like marketing agency in New York, you're going to see the best results from that page, as opposed to if you are trying to rank for a top of the funnel page, let's say how to get leads to my roofing business.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to get some quick wins for our clients early in their campaign. And so that's basically how it goes.
So obviously there's a lot of other approaches to SEO, and you talked a little bit about sort of the soulless backlink approach for a lot of companies. What other, for businesses out there who are thinking, we need to find an approach or a service, to help us, what are sort of the other gray hat or black hat approaches that you would advise people to avoid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so some of the black hat and gray hat approaches would include PBNs, private blog networks.
Okay.
First, let me run you through some approaches, and then we'll elaborate on them. One is PBNs. Secondly is like all these auto-generated links via software. So you must have seen these offered on Fiverr. Like,
okay.
I'm gonna build you 1,000 links for just $5. These kind of services still exist, and people still fall prey to them. New business owners who don't have a lot of marketing budget, but they have heard that backlinks are important, so they fall prey to this. Then, what are other kind of gray hat approaches are there to backlinks? Let me think.
Well, let's just start with those two, because I think they're both ones that I've heard about. And if you can maybe talk a little bit, well, we'll talk about how they work in a moment, but about why these approaches are problematic.
All right. So, I mean, Google is the most... it's the smartest artificial intelligence software in the entire world. There was just a news a couple of weeks ago that one of their internal software that they created, it might have gone sentient. I don't know if you heard about it, but like one of their software engineers, he said that the program that we created has gone sentient. I mean, it has.
Oh, I think I did hear about this, and then the guy either got fired or he resigned
Yes, exactly. So I mean, they have created such a advanced and sophisticated software that any kind of link schemes that you're gonna try to pull off, they can see right through it. PBNs, they all have some kind of footprint when it comes to Google. So the most common footprint for PBNs is that they don't usually get any traffic from Google. They have a ton of blog posts on the homepage itself.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same hosting providers. They are hosted in the same country. So all these are footprints that Google can easily detect. And if they see you getting a lot of these links, they might even penalize you. Although Google has stopped doing this, penalizing websites as much as it did before, because someone can like do it for someone else's website, point a bunch of crappy links, and like fuck up their SEO.
So you're saying like a competitor could intentionally try to get somebody in trouble with Google, and so Google's recognized that as well, and they're
as
not
well. So
got it.
It just devalues those links. So it means that all the money that you spent in acquiring those links, it's worthless.
Yeah. Okay, so we know sort of the things to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there's a better way to do the sort of typical outreach and getting, you know, onto sites, and you've outlined a much more sophisticated and value enhanced approach that, mm-hmm. that you're taking. Where do you see? Obviously, you have spent a lot of time being a student of all of this. I mean, you've mm-hmm. you've quoted, you know, developments that you've read about and followed over time. Where do you see probably things going as we continue to develop? Because you've watched the trends, since you've started in this space. What do you think might be next in terms of SEO considerations for businesses?
That's a good and a very difficult question. I hope no one sees this like in 2025 and says that this guy was so damn wrong. So I guess, it's just going to be harder and harder for you to game Google, you have to just focus on the basics, write good content, get links from real websites. And if, especially if you are a local business, you don't even have to worry that much about all this. Just focus on getting genuine reviews from your customers on your Google My Business profile. Have it properly like managed. Reply to their questions that they post over there. Yes, for local businesses, it's just down to the basics that you do good practices. You do good business practices. People leave a genuine review for you, hopefully positive, and Google will reward you for that.
Let me try to rephrase what I hear you saying, because it's, you know, if I was asking you to forecast the future, but ultimately your answer, I think, is feed Google the right information and the right content that speaks naturally to the way that a business's prospects would be looking for them. That's a fundamental, I'm guessing.
I mean, I would say stop looking for shortcuts. So with SEO, if you are a big business with a national presence, produce quality content so that you can get visitors from all around the country and stand out from the crowd. So it's basically, it comes down to serving the people, serving potential customers, yeah, doing the best you can, because I've seen it over the last few years, it has just become harder and harder to game it. So it all comes down to like having the right marketing strategy and the right foundation of like good business practices.
Yeah, I love it. I think that we've gotten a really clear sense of your approach, the ethical perspective that you take, mm-hmm, compared to, you know, so many other SEO approaches that exist out there. For businesses that are in the B2B space that you serve, who might be interested in learning more about you and the services you provide, where can they find out more about you?
So they can visit our website called samuraimarketers.com. They can have a look around, see how we exactly do things, the kind of work we have already done, the results we have gotten for our clients. And if they want to see my brain farts, they can go over to my Twitter handle. It's ISEM specialist. David would of course include it in the show notes.
Yep.
So yeah, those are two places I'm most active on.
Perfect. So samuraimarketers.com, and then we'll leave a link to ISEM specialist, which is over on Twitter as well. Shourya, thank you so very much for hanging out with me. This has been a fascinating dive into an area in marketing that I know a little bit about, but now I know a little bit more. So I really appreciate you making the time to share with us.
I appreciate you having me on the podcast and giving me the opportunity to like serve your audience.
Indeed. Well, folks, this has been another episode of More Perfect Marketing. If you learned something and you want to share it with somebody you know, please do pass along this episode to them. And if you have some feedback for us, well, we certainly appreciate if you'd leave us a review over at Apple Podcasts. Until next time, I'm David Baer, and this is More Perfect Marketing. See you again soon. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. Now you can put what you've learned here into practice when you join the free listener community at mpmcommunity.com. That's mpmcommunity.com. When you join today, you'll receive David's collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, plus additional business building training. So don't delay. Join us today at mpmcommunity.com. We can't wait to welcome you.